about the wrecking machine. Change up the dial on the jukebox. Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, remembering Greg Lake. A second member of the legendary Emerson, Lake & Palmer has passed away in the year of 2016, and we'll hear his vocal performances with that group and with King Crimson. Plus, reflections on the loss of an American hero, John Glenn, as expressed in song, and a few random December things to begin. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
I can believe
Jesus Christ, how to save your baby's heart. Primal truth as pure as ice. And though it crucified him on a cross, and dragged his words from prayer to curse, he was able to go.
We'll be alright. Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Vinyl Experience with December Reflections in Song by the Waterboys with a tune called December, the Decemberists with Cavalry Captain, and Adele and her heartbroken hit Hello, one of the standouts of the past year. a big-selling vinyl record for sure, and one that also keys into the mood we're experiencing in early December when we take stock of so many great people that we've lost in this unprecedented year of 2016. We now add another member to a legendary progressive rock band as we note the loss of Greg Lake, the singer for not only Emerson, Lake & Palmer, but King Crimson, a guy with a magical choir boy voice and rock and roll chops to put those songs across. He was iconic in the early days of emerging art rock. It called for a different type of singer, a different kind of vocal range. Greg was there to deliver the goods. Let's hear some standouts from his work with both King Crimson and Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Remembering Greg Lake, a vinyl experience essential.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road, the horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back fire witch to the court of the crimson.
soft gray mornings, widows cry, the wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divining signs to satisfy the hoax. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. Smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson.
You are meant to be here. Thank you.
Space Exploration Disaster. The track that closes out the debut record by Sunflower Bean called Human Ceremony, and one that is not out of place on this vinyl experience that now pays tribute to a true American hero, former senator and space explorer John Glenn, who's passed away at the age of 95. A well-lived life in service of this country, of this culture. Space race. Its importance can't be underestimated in the way America developed during the mid-century. We had our eyes on Sputnik and lots of paranoia in the space race. Boy, the things we were concerned with back around circa 1960. But Glenn would exceed all expectations and would settle in to become a senator from the state of Ohio and someone that we could always look to as a symbol of strength, determination, and excellence. John Glenn also figures prominently in songs, lots of them, all through the years. A whole bunch of goofy novelty records about Sputnik-type stuff in the early 60s, but then things that were a bit more subtle and a bit more reflective of his place in the American spirit. For example, here is an unusual recording by Ben Folds 5. Seems like they grabbed a quirky answering machine message and set it to song, in the case of this one called Your Most Valuable Possession. Oh, by the way, it's your mind.
6:49 a.m. Friday, November 20th.
Good morning, Mr. Ben. It's about 6:30, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Just laying here in the bed, half awake, half asleep, thinking about you. I wondered if you were looking after your most valuable possession, your mind. I was thinking about John Glenn, the space journey and all. He said that when you're in space, you lose muscle mass and a body mass. And I wanted to do a bit into it, or whether you didn't exercise in space, how long it would be before you were just a head or a mind and have no body or arm. You'd have them, but you couldn't use them. And I was wondering if your body mass would drop to a certain level and then it would stop right there. Keep whatever you needed to use your mind, because it would still be working. So 30 seconds remaining. Anyway, I was just pondering that. What do you think about it? I hope everything's going all right. I may wake up here in a little while. Forget what I was thinking about.
I was sitting this morning with this on their mind. Said ain't no living man can go around the world three times, but John Glenn got it. Yes, he did it. He did it, I'm talking about it. Only did it for fun. $500,000 made him feel so well. He got to eat his lunch and he couldn't hardly tell. He said, I feel all right. John Glenn said it. Everybody was laughing and they didn't agree to it. It was a minute prayer went up, praying that he would land. I looked at a schoolhouse full of men that didn't know what to say, but they said, let him come back, God. Let him land. You know that's the only man ever did it, and you is a helping hand. I'm gonna turn out to be one.
up, but I didn't see him when he landed. But I know he was doing all right when he said it's okay to give him a great big hand. He'll be in on the next year. This is on dip. His mother said, I know my son's gonna make it. It ain't never been no mistake. Something. This ain't lying. You know that man was had on his mind flying. It ain't nobody will take that much time unless they gon' build them home self airplane and they gon' go flying. They told him, don't worry, this is true. You may miss me for a few minutes, but I'll be back to see about you. And he did. Yes, he did. Yes, when he done it, they didn't know who he was at in the helicopter. Body, they even test his heart. They know he was all right when he was in the start. I mean, he made it. He went around the world 3 times. You know, he went and got him an airplane and he made up and he had it on his mind.
Lightnin' Hopkins' Happy Blues for John Glenn on the Vinyl Experience. Vintage John Glenn time, like about 1960, when John Glenn circling the earth was a major feat in the human experience. How jaded we've become. It was a big deal. It's amazing to think that a man who dates back to that seemingly primitive time of early space travel lived into our time. We lost Mr. Glenn at the age of 95 just a couple of days ago. Paul Cavalcante with you. The Vinyl Experience continues with tribute to a musician who certainly jumped out of LP records and hi-fi stereo systems in the early days of mind-expanding progressive rock, genre-bending music that had orchestral aspirations but was all made with electricity. Here's an excellent example. King Crimson from the classic In the Court of the Crimson King, featuring the very heavily treated voice of the otherwise angelic-sounding Mr. Greg Lake, who has left the party but remains as a treasured part of the Vinyl Experience.
Baby. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. With this show, it happened all right. The Yahtzee Show, it's a dynamo. The Yahtzee Show, it's rock and roll. Oh, right before your eyes, we put a laughter from the skies. And he laughs until he cries. And he dies, and he dies.
And ladies by the score, all dressed dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. There's an old King Crimson song called Epitaph that Greg Lake sang. Confusion will be my epitaph. Well, it seems to be the way we're winding down the brutal year of 2016 with so many rock and roll losses. But Greg Lake, in addition to Keith Emerson, now can claim that great ELP song, Lucky Man, as their own personal epitaph. And a great way to remember these outstanding artists who are forever preserved within the magical spiral grooves of a vinyl record. There are more to spin in the archives at PRN.FM. Check out the Vinyl Experience stations on iHeartRadio. Follow my exploits on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.